This is Alive with Joseph.
Merciful and kind to us, amen. And that is why he deserves our praise. Hallelujah. And, you know, as we begin the year next year, we are beginning with a time of prayer and fasting. And it's only right that we prepare our hearts, we prepare our minds and our spirits for it. Amen. Because anything that you do without understanding can never produce maximally in your life. Hallelujah. So today I've titled my message, The Benefits of Fasting and Prayer. The benefits, understanding the benefits of fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the first question I want to ask this morning is, why do we fast? Why do we fast? In the book of Ezra, chapter 8, verse 21, he says, then I proclaimed a fast there, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek him for the right way for us and our little ones and our possessions. Hallelujah. He says, I proclaimed a fast there, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek him for the right way for us. It means that the right way for others, but there's the right way for us. And our way is with him. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, not just for us, but for also our little ones. Hallelujah. This is somebody that is thinking generationally and says, and all our possessions. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Therefore, there is a fasting that God has chosen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 6, he says, is not this the fast that I've chosen? Glory to God. It is not every fast that is a fast, but it's the fast that God has chosen. Because there are people that choose just to fast to lose weight. But this one is not for a weight loss program. It is what God has chosen. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So why do we fast as we answer that? Number one, to put God first. Say to put God first. Say to put God first. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 tells us that we must put God first. Hallelujah. Number two, we fast to draw near to God, to show our absolute dependence on him. Amen. We are coming to God to say, you are our source. Hallelujah. We have come from you and we depend on you. We are coming to acknowledge our dependence on him. Glory be to Jesus. Number three, we fast for sanctification. That means we are fasting to set ourselves apart for him. Glory to God. We are coming to say we are getting away from every form of distraction. We are coming from anything that might distract us from the Lord, and our focus is on him and him alone. Hallelujah. Why do we fast? We fast to dedicate ourselves to him, number one. Number two, to dedicate the year to him as well. Amen. So we are coming to dedicate ourselves. We are coming to dedicate our families. We are coming to dedicate the year to him as well. Hallelujah. We also seek him. You know, we come to seek him. Why do we fast? We fast to seek the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why do we fast? It is also an act of submitting ourselves to his lordship. Glory to God. When we fast, we acknowledge him as Lord over our lives. I found it interesting that the Bible speaks about those who has made their stomachs their gods. Why would the Bible equate our stomach to a god or to God? And I realized that food can make a false promise. Food can promise to us that it will give us life. Have you ever been so hungry and you feel like I will die? Because food can make a false promise. That is what made Esau to sell his birthright. Because he thought so much about food and he said, if you don't do this for me now, I will die. That is an exaggeration that comes with the promise of food. Hallelujah. Food can also promise us strength. Have you ever felt so weak and you tell yourself, if only I can just eat, I will be strong. Hallelujah. So when we fast, we are telling these things that are giving themselves as a source of strength and a source of life to us, that there is someone superior to you. Our source of life and our source of strength is God himself. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Why do we fast? We fast because we acknowledge that we have a great destiny. We have a great destiny. Anyone that refuses to come into the presence of the Lord to humble themselves have not had a revelation of their great destiny. In the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, it says, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us there, he compares to the believer with an eagle, with someone who has an eagle-like destiny. Hallelujah. Which means that every believer has a destiny to soar like an eagle. Hallelujah. Every believer is destined to be the head and never the tail. Every believer is destined to be at the top and never at the bottom. Hallelujah. He says, however, it is when we come into his presence that our strength is renewed. He removed that which has slowed us down in the past to give us new strength so that we can soar into new levels of glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that this year, next year, is the year that you will take your destiny seriously in the name of Jesus. It is the year that you will come before God to humble yourself so that he can release the wings of your destiny so that you can be able to achieve what he has ordained you for. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, when we fast, our objective must be clear and our motive must be right. Tell your neighbor, say, your objective must be clear and your motive must be right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 18, it says, for surely there is an end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. Listen, it is expectation that determines manifestation. Hallelujah. So until expectation is clarified, manifestation is not in view. Until expectation is clarified, manifestation is not in view. When you go before the Father, it must be clear why you are there. That is why he says in the big book of Hebrews that those who come to me must first believe that I am and that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. Hallelujah. So anyone that comes to God must first now know exactly what they believe. He says, when you come to me, you must believe that I am. Hallelujah. And that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare that this year, as we go into fasting for the 21 days of fast, your expectations will be clear in the name of Jesus. Amen. Understand that God chose fasting to restore the glory and the honor of his people. It is God who chose fasting and prayer as one of the means to restore the glory of his people. It is one of the means that God uses to restore the glory of his people. Hallelujah. Know that our God is the God of times and seasons. In the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 21, the Bible says he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to those who have understanding. Hallelujah. So even as the year changes, we want to find ourselves in the presence of the God who changes the times and the seasons. Hallelujah. So that you can get clarity, you can get direction, you can get also impartation for the new year and the new season. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says he removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to those who have understanding. Hallelujah. I declare that as we come into his presence in the next few days, when we come into fasting, God will give you wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What happens when we fast? God uses it to undo that which has afflicted us. He uses the seasons of fasting to undo things that have brought us shame. Zephaniah chapter 3 from verse 18 to 20 tells us that. Zephaniah chapter 3 from verse 18 to 20 tells us that. You can go home and read it. It is when we gather like that together to call on his name. It is when we humble ourselves like that, that he rescues the crying, those who have been weeping from their cry. Hallelujah. It is when we come and humble ourselves in his presence that he undoes what was so, what was not so in the beginning. Hallelujah. There are things that are happening in your life right now that they were not so in the beginning. It was what Jesus said, that in the beginning it was not so. There are things in your life that you know that something has happened. Something has interfered with what was happening in my life. Something has happened in my business that has interfered with what God was doing in my life. Hallelujah. I declare that as we call on his name, what was not so in the beginning of your marriage will be corrected in the name of Jesus. What was not so in the beginning of your children's lives will be corrected in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He uses that time as we call on him, as we look at him, to end the private tears in the lives of his people. Because there are public tears, but there are also private tears. Just because we look good with our makeup does not mean that we don't have private tears. Hallelujah. There are things that sometimes we weep about that we are even afraid to open up our mouth to tell others. But when we come before God and we humble ourselves, we can pour ourselves without the fear of being judged. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He uses a time of prayer and fasting to deliver the beaten up, the battered, the tattered, and the miserable from their misery. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the time that God uses to deliver you from shame. Hallelujah. To deliver you from insanity and mental anguish. Glory to Jesus. I know that there are people who have sometimes wondered if they are still okay in their minds. Not because, you know, you want to be in that state, but because you've been through some things that at some point you questioned your sanity. Hallelujah. But when we humble ourselves before him, he touches our minds. He broods upon our minds and he gives us peace and restores us. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that God will correct whatsoever has attacked your dignity in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever has attacked the dignity of your home, attacked the dignity of your business, attacked the dignity of your children, it will encounter the God of all creation in the name of Jesus. And there shall be a correction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, what are the scriptural outcomes of prayer and fasting? What are the scriptural outcomes of prayer and fasting? Number one, when we pray and fast, God upgrades our spiritual empowerment and authority. When we pray and fast, God upgrades our spiritual empowerment and authority. Hallelujah. Understand that the end time church is designed by God to be a church of power. And when I'm talking about a church, I'm not talking about a building, I'm talking about you. God has ordained that the end time believer must be a person of power. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20, it says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word but in power." Hallelujah. There are many believers who are speaking the right words but are not walking in power. Hallelujah. And when we humble ourselves in the presence of God, God begins to upgrade your level of power. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The end time church is a church that is designed to operate in power. Psalm 110 from verse 1 to 2. It says, "The Lord has said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies." Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He says, "The Lord," capital Lord, he says, "said to my Lord." Hallelujah. He says, he said, "Sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord send the rod of thy strength out of Zion." He says, "Rule in the midst of your enemies," because the believer is called for a life of dominion. Dominion over death, dominion over sickness, dominion over poverty, dominion over the curse, dominion over lack. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I walk in dominion. Say, I walk in power. Hallelujah. But power is in levels. Tell your neighbor, power is in levels. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 47 from verse 1 to 11. You will read it at home, tells you that. Ezekiel chapter 47 from verse 1 to 11 reflects different levels of power. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And I want you to understand that the process through which we change levels of power, where we change levels of phases, is through the process of prayer and fasting. If you read the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 1, the Bible tells us Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost and he was led into prayer and fasting. Number one, it tells us that he was already full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And out of the fullness of the Holy Ghost, he was led into prayer and fasting. But look at what happens to him when he returns. In the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 17, it says, and Jesus returned. This is the same Jesus who went out full of power, full of the Holy Spirit. But when he returned, there is something extra to the dimension of power he carried. It says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Something happened to him in the place of fasting and prayer. When he returned, all of a sudden, everything recognized that something has changed in this Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, anytime a man changes rank, everything around him recognizes it. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Those in the military will tell you that the day you change in rank, there is an instant change in respect. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The same people that you might be serving together with in the military, the day you receive a new ranking, they cannot address you the same way they addressed you before. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I declare that will be your story in the name of Jesus. Everything around begins to change the way they relate to an individual that has been introduced to a new dimension of power. I declare that that which has troubled you before, as you return, it will bow to you in the name of Jesus. The things that look like you're struggling to deal with, as you return in power, it will bow to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I will return in power. Understand that when authority increases, command increases as well. The Bible says, because you have been faithful over little, then I will increase your dominion. Hallelujah. That is how God works with us. When we walk with him and are faithful with a level, he keeps increasing our responsibility. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Amen. Number two, it brings one to a new realm of access to revelation. When we fast, it brings us to a new realm of access to revelation. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. It says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that there is a devil that is personally invested in blocking your access to revelation. There is a devil that does not want you to, you know, get access to the light of the gospel. Hallelujah. Because we dominate to the degree of the light we command. You dominate to the degree of the truth you command. Until a scripture opens up to you and becomes light to you, you still have no access to the power that is locked up in that scripture. Hallelujah. And we know that the righteous is delivered through knowledge. Hallelujah. We know that the righteous dominate through knowledge. Hallelujah. He knows that where there is access to revelation, there is access to dominion. He knows that when light comes, darkness cannot stand it. There are things that you've been praying about. And God has been saying, just sit in my presence. Humble yourself in fasting and study of the word. And as you study the word, the light opens up. And you begin to gain greater understanding of the matter. Hallelujah. Listen, the devil cannot block the light from coming, but he blocks the eyes from seeing. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible speaks in the book of Revelation about the scales that must fall off our eyes. Hallelujah. In prayer and fasting, the veil is removed. Say, the veil is removed. Say, the veil is removed. Hallelujah. When we pray and we fast, he brings us into a new realm, or a new realm of light. It opens up our eyes to see. Where there is light, there is dominion. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17 to 18. Ephesians 1 from 17 to 18. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints is. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Haven't you noticed that when you are fasting, you know, when you study the word, you understand better. It is not that when you're not fasting, there is no light. It's just that when the flesh is subdued, your spirit is alert. Your spirit is more alive. Your spirit is able to understand better. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I receive light. Say, I receive understanding. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 25. Luke 24 verse 25, speaking about Jesus. It says, then opened he their understanding, that they may understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. It says, then opened he their understanding, that they may understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. And that is our prayer for you in this season of prayer and fasting, that God will open up your understanding. Understand that spiritual understanding is not a mental asset. Spiritual understanding is a product of spiritual opening. It is the work of the Holy Ghost himself. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Number three, when we pray and fast, there is a restoration of health and vitality. Hallelujah. There is a restoration of health and vitality. In the book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 8, it says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Actually, if you read verse 6 of this same chapter, he tells you, that is where he said, is this not the fast that I've chosen? Hallelujah. And there he begins to break down what happens when we follow the fast that he has chosen. And then he tells us in verse 8 that when we fast, the fast that he has chosen, he says, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Hallelujah. Say, I receive health. Say, I receive good health in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Understand that when the light of God's word breaks forth concerning healing, it takes away sickness and disease. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 107 verse 20, it says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Hallelujah. When the sent word breaks forth in you, it repackages your entire system. It doesn't matter which organ of your body is not working. When the sent word of God hits your body, it reorganizes everything in your body. That is why a good believer knows how to value the word of God above all else. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 17, it says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. What did he use to heal them? The teaching. It was when he was teaching that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. When they sat to receive the word of God, when they sat with the word of God, the power of the Lord was released to heal them. Hallelujah. I declare that even as you stay in the presence of the Lord with the word of God, this fasting, the power to heal will be released in the name of Jesus. Listen, there is no sickness that cannot be healed by the sent word of God, no matter what that name of sickness is called. Hallelujah. There is no disease that does not have an answer to the word. None. Why? Because the word is the creator of man. Therefore, the word is the ultimate repair of man. Do you hear what I'm saying? We were created by his word. Therefore, because we are created by his word, our body responds to his word. It is the ultimate repairer of man. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When God made man, he made him by his word. And when God needs to repair man, he repairs him by his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, it is the part you use to make a thing that you use to repair it. Hallelujah. Do you go to the people that fixes cars? If they tell you that, no, what is wrong with your car is the alternator. What they will do is to look for that same part, remove it, and put the right part. Isn't it? So if there's something that needs to be repaired on somebody who was made by the word, what we need is the word. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, the word of God repairs me. Hallelujah. The word of God is the ultimate mechanic in the breakdown of man's physical body. Glory be to Jesus. Number five, what does fasting help us to do? It enhances our dominion over sin. We know that by redemption, Christ has already given us dominion over sin. However, that dominion can be reinforced and enhanced in our place of fasting. Romans chapter 6 verse 14 tells us that for sin shall have no dominion over you. Hallelujah. Jesus came so that we can be free from the captivity of sin. The dominion that we have can be enhanced through prayer and fasting. In prayer and fasting, you strengthen your inner man. Understand that there will always be a contention between your flesh and your spirit. Hallelujah. Always. It will always be there. No matter how much you grow, no matter how anointed you get, there will always be a contention. Therefore, the flesh must always be brought to subjection. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 17, it says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other. So they cannot do the things that they would. There are many of you this year, because sin had dominance over your life, there are things that you were not able to do. Because sin has a way of weighing us down. Sin has a way of slowing us down. Sin has a way of stopping us from wanting to achieve what we want to achieve. Hallelujah. And God wants you to have dominion over sin. That is what Christ died for. Hallelujah. Listen, a strong spirit is able to make decisions and be able to stand by them. When your spirit is weak, you will make decisions and not be able to stand by them. You will decide, I will no longer beat my wife. And the next thing you see yourself beating your wife again. Because your spirit is not powered. Your spirit is not strong. Your flesh is stronger. You will make a decision that I will no longer cheat. The next thing you see yourself cheating again. You will tell yourself, I will no longer lie. The next thing you see yourself lying again. You tell yourself, I'll no longer be an armed robber. The next thing, you're the one looking for people who can join you to go and rob. You tell yourself, I'll no longer do drugs. But because your spirit is weak, you will find yourself looking for the next drug dealer. Hallelujah. Because your flesh is stronger than your spirit. That is why we must constantly, the life, Paul kept saying, in fastings always. In the New Testament, he said, I lived a fasted life. Because fasting has the way of subduing the flesh. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So it empowers you to have practical dominion over the motions of the flesh. Because the flesh has motions. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 13 says, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the spirit, do mortally the deeds of the body, you shall live. Hallelujah. Therefore, we take practice practical dominion over the hold of every form of sin that threatens our lives. Glory be to Jesus. This is a secret even beyond the 21 days of fasting. Anytime you feel that, you know, your flesh is trying to rise up, that is the time to take time to humble yourself in the place of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. So that you can subdue the flesh. Hallelujah. We subdue the flesh by knowing what God has done. We subdue the flesh by knowing what the word of God says. And we also subdue the flesh through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So in this time of fasting, it is a time to cry out to God and say, Lord, this is 2025, 26. I don't want to do the things that I used to do anymore. Change my appetite. Let there be a change in my appetite. Let me crave after you and you alone. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. So we need to make sure that we rededicate ourselves. The next thing that fasting does is that it gives us express answers to prayer. Hallelujah. It gives us speedy answers to prayer. Talking about fasting that the Lord has chosen, in the book of Isaiah 58 verse 9, it says, then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. He says, then shall you call, and I will answer. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In prayer and fasting, we accelerate our answers. We accelerate our answers. The altar of prayer is designed for answers. That is why the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 8 says, for everyone that asks, receives. For everyone that asks, receives. The time of fasting and prayer is not a time for you to wait for, you know, 5:30 when we gather in the building. It is a time to maximize time in the presence of God, making requests before God. Hallelujah. Engaging your Father in prayer. Creating your own scheduled time of prayer, even before we come to meet corporately. Hallelujah. That by the time we come to meet corporately and pray corporate prayers, you've already brought individual issues before your Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There are certain things that will not be dealt with until there is prayer and fasting engaged. Matthew chapter 17 verse 21 says, how be it this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Glory be to Jesus. There are things that will require that you engage God in prayer and fasting. There are things you have been telling people about. There are things you have been crying about. He says, engage me in prayer and fasting. Specifically concerning those issues. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The next thing that prayer and fasting does for us is that it brings us to a place of clarity of divine direction. Clarity of divine direction. Isaiah 58 verse 11. It says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Say, the Lord shall guide thee continually. Hallelujah. How? You know, fasting sharpens our spiritual antennas to pick what God is saying. Hallelujah. Because we are setting things aside in that season, our spirits are uncluttered so that we can be able to hear clearly what we have not been able to hear before. Hallelujah. It is direction that brings about an escape from frustration. Many of you spend your 2025 frustrated simply because you were not receiving direction from the Lord. You were not taking time to hear what is in the heart of the Lord concerning your matter. But as we spend time in prayer and fasting, I declare that there will be clarity in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 48 verse 21, it says, and they thirsted not when he led them. Amen. They thirsted not when he led them. If you find yourself in a dry and thirsty place, chances are that you have not allowed yourself to be led by him. Hallelujah. They thirsted not. This is a guarantee for you and I, even as we get into the unknown of 2026, that as long as we allow him to lead us, we will not thirst. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So as we go into fasting, expect God to speak to you, to show you the things to do, to show you the steps you need to take in order for you to make the most of his agenda for your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is why when we are in the time of fasting, we don't go, just go and throw ourselves in bed like logs and die. No. But the Bible says in the book of Psalms, he says, even when I go to sleep, I expect you to speak to me. Hallelujah. Even when you're driving, expect God to speak to you. Hallelujah. Expect him to download into your spirit strategies. Expect him to give you clarity. Expect him to give you instructions. Hallelujah. That is why you must keep your diary with you. You must keep your notebook with you, because you're expecting to hear from God. You're expecting to hear from God. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a woman that is waiting by the phone expecting the man to call? There's nothing you say to that woman that she will hear you. Why? Because she's expecting somebody to call her. Glory be to Jesus. Especially if she has gone on a date. Let's say it's a first date. She's hoping that this guy will call back, and he doesn't call back. She's there waiting with the phone. That is how we must be in this season. Glory be to Jesus. Be expectant for your Father to speak to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The next one is that it brings an end to dry seasons in our lives. It brings an end to dry seasons in our lives. Isaiah 58 verse 11, it says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy your soul and thy soul in drought, and make thy fat bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water. His waters fail not. Hallelujah. So it guarantees you a dryness-free year. Glory be to Jesus. I had a story, you know, by Kenneth Hagin, where he was talking about the Great Depression, that there was a man in that season that was uneducated, and the only thing he knew was the Word of God, and he was in business. And, when everything was going down for everyone, he remembered the scripture that said, you know, when you pray, go into your closet and pray. And do not, you know, he was said, who he prays in private, God will reward him in public. But you must go to your closet. So, you know, in that season, he told his wife, I'm going to the closet. And he literally went into a closet, because he took the Word of God literally. He told his wife, you will only see me after God has given me an answer. Until God gives me an answer, I will not come out. He entered into the closet and he sought the face of God. Lord, what do I do? What do I do? And God gave him a strategy. In a season where everybody was going down, he was the only one going out. People had to come and ask him, what did you do? What are you doing differently? And he showed them. And as he showed them, God was lifting him. Hallelujah. What other people had the expertise to do, he only had the leading of the Holy Spirit to do it. Hallelujah. He didn't have the expertise that the others had, but he had the direction that others did not have. Hallelujah. And as a result, he began to scale new heights. Listen, if you hear what others can't hear, if you see what others can't see, you will stand where others can't stand. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And in this season of prayer and fasting, tell yourself like this man, that God, I will hear you. I will hear you. I will see what you're trying to show me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare that as God directs you, he will lead you out of every dry season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will bless this morning. Glory to God. Let's stand on our feet. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.